Hi everyone, welcome back to Idol Talk, where we explore South Korean pop culture, one obsession at a time. My name is Nathan and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, I'm Ashley and I have been following the Blackpink contract renewal stuff, and there's a lot of tea that's been coming out. Blackpink's contract ended, I think, at the end of August. And since then, they've just been in like negotiations with YG. Lisa first denied like a $45 million contract with YG.
Good for her. Good for her.
The only one that's confirmed, I think, with renewing is Rosé. And
I did see that Rosé was going to renew.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question though. Does the $45 million mean like annual? Like, what does that mean?
I would think the length of the contract is another 7 years.
So $45 million over 7 years.
Which honestly, that's kind of small.
That's like low. That's low.
$7 million a year?
Maybe just from the agency, not individuals. Like baseline? I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, I don't know. That does seem really low now, breaking it up into the years. But anyway, the new news is that Jennie and Jisoo have established their own individual agencies for their solo activities. And they're still in negotiation with YG about Blackpink activities.
Group activities, yeah.
So we'll see what happens there.
All right, that one's a big one. Biggest girl group in the world, right? So
yeah,
we'll see. Okay, hello, Gabe.
Hey everybody, it's Gabe. And recently, I haven't watched this show, but I have a couple friends who actually have, now that I'm thinking about it. But it's the JYP A2K reality show to form an idol group. And so the A2K stands for America to Korea.
Yes.
And so the new group is called Vicha, which is a play on words for like shining, like Vicha.
Oh, why is it V?
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. And so there's six members, and then I think like the most popular one, her name is Lexis. And so that was my first reaction, was like, why is this girl named Lexis? But she's
That's
from
not
Vietnam.
A stage name?
Yeah.
Stage name?
I don't know,
or...
maybe. Mm. Well, if it's her stage name, it's a weird stage name. If it's her real name, it's an unfortunate real name. Let's just put it that way.
Gabriel. Okay. Enough out of you.
So anyway, so we did see their latest music stage. It was interesting. It was, you know, choreo, mm-hmm. so-so, and it was an all-English song, but, you know, maybe they'll be better.
Hopefully they become better, because it was not giving what needed to be gave.
It looks like they
okay,
were.
Okay, we gotta say.
Like, it looks like they could be on a. Like, it looks like it could be like six Girls Planet trainees, like in round one of.
Okay,
the Girls
well,
Planet
didn't
show.
They. Okay, when did they complete the reality show, though?
Like, pretty recently, like last month, maybe, right? Or
yeah,
a couple weeks ago?
That's really quick for like a debut right after. So they basically are fresh trainees. Anyways, okay, we're going to have to do a hot talk on that one, maybe
yes.
In a couple of episodes.
I would
when
be
they
really
give us a
interested.
little bit more to talk about what they've given. Anyways. Okay, thank you to our listeners for tuning in. We're back with another episode of we haven't done K-pops in a while, and we actually wanted to highlight some girl groups and girl solos this episode. So, Ashley is going to go ahead and kick us off.
Yes. So I am recommending a song that has been on my playlist for about 2 months now, ever since it came out. And it's so good. It was released on August 7th by Jeon Somi off her newest album, Game Plan. And the title is Fast Forward. How many loves do I go through to find you? Fast forward. Forward is her newest song in 2 years. Her previous title was Dum Dum, which was also a bop.
Yes.
And her latest album, Game Plan, has 5 songs. So maybe it's an EP. It's not a, no, it's an album. It's a YG black label album. Let's just put it that
5
way.
Songs is quite a bit, actually.
It's a mini album, but whatever. And the title track is Fast Forward. The B-side is Gold, 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 and she's promoting both of them on music shows. And the song is like a 80s-inspired electro song. It's very upbeat. The dance is very, like, catchy, TikTokable. And the choreography is very inspired by, like, 80s voguing. There's a lot of inspiration drawn from Madonna, like specifically the music video Vogue. And you can see the references from that music video, like in her style of dancing. And the male, there's like scenes where the male dancers are like in heels and crop top blazers. That's like very Vogue Madonna inspired. And it's so fun. I know the choreography, at least for the first part of the chorus, and I do it every single time. I know, it's so good. It's so good. It's so good. And the
I've
song...
actually seen some like Instagram videos highlighting only her backup dancers. Which is great. Yeah.
Yeah, they're so good. Everyone, like, she comes out with music like once in a blue moon, and it's always a bop. I don't know what about, like, the song was produced by no one other than Teddy, obviously, because he's running the black label and she's over there. And yeah, just bops. The music video is like, it's her. So the main lyric that's like driving the storyline of the music video is, how many lovers do I go through to find you? And so she starts off the music video like sad girl, school girl. She sees a boy in the distance, like she's sad that she got played or whatever she's sad about. And she like fast forwards into these like different, I wouldn't say they're alter egos, but like different versions of her that are more confident, more like just like strong. And yeah, the song is about like self-love, self-expression, like loving yourself basically. And all of the different versions are like, how many lovers do I go through to find you, or like the different eras of her life to find like love. And then in the end, like the love is from herself, like from within. I don't really know. That's just kind of like how someone on YouTube interpreted it. But yeah, I thought it was a fun music video and a good song.
As did I. I think that this song was, again, like as Ashley mentioned, she doesn't release music all that often. But when she does, they're usually a hit. And yes, this one was no exception. I think that also Teddy and the Black Label really know her strengths. And in order to know your strengths, like, they really know what she is most comfortable with on the stage, which is, in my opinion, she is the visual of visuals. And she needs a song that is a little bit instrument heavy. And something that is not too straining on her voice. And with a good beat, here comes this masterpiece that is perfectly fit for Jeonseomi, in my opinion. The one thing that I was thinking about during the song was, I saw so many TikTok challenges of this recent comeback, and I welcome those. Then, like, I was like, wait, she barely sings in this chorus.
I know, it's a dance break.
It's mainly a dance break. So again, it is to her strength as someone that can do choreo and someone that, you know, can looks sing really in other good parts of the song, and someone that looks really good. So I think this is perfectly fit for her. And the song, I think, did also really well in the charts in general.
When I was looking at it, I saw that it was still charting pretty high, even like right now. And I feel like that's the case with most of her releases, where like she'll release it and then it like won't really chart very well until like 3 weeks or 4 weeks after, which is why she only has like one win, I think, ever.
So like people catch on to it later is what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
This has happened like a lot with her stuff too, so.
I wonder why. Maybe her releases are just coming out at the same time as like other big ones.
Well, that's true too. I mean,
yeah,
that's undeniable for this comeback season.
Yeah.
I will say something related to Somi. I don't know if you guys saw this, but on like Twitter, there were some like things going around where she had like a single release party, right? And there was like a bunch of other idols who were in attendance. Oh. And then like the joke was that like all of them like it looked like they weren't having fun. Like I think Mingi was there and he was just like standing there. And then she was the only one just like dancing in the room when like the song was playing and everybody was just like standing around. And then the joke was like, oh, these idols don't know how to like actually have fun.
Oh my gosh. How sad.
Wait, she hosted a party? I'm confused. Like
it was just like an album release like party type thing.
Listening party type of thing.
Yeah, like a listening
like
party.
Party that celebrates the release of the album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. At like a bar or like a club or something like that. And then she like had a bunch of other idols who were also in attendance. And they were like, it's like, oh, these people really don't know how to party, and that's all of them just like standing around watching her dance like in the middle of the room.
They're too busy working.
Yeah. Or they maybe know that like paparazzi's there and they don't want to look like they're having too much fun.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What did you think of the song?
What did I think?
Yeah.
Oh, I liked it. I think the beat and the bass line were really good. It's like, as Ashley mentioned, you know, kind of like the 90s kind of house like bass line. And I think that's something that's not done very much, so it is kind of fresh sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one criticism I will say is that it was just short. And that's the thing with all of her songs. Like, they're just really short.
Very short.
It's like sub 3 minutes. And like there's barely a bridge, and then like the last chorus is like really short also. So I don't know, in the future I'd like for her to do like a 3.5 minute song maybe, but that might be a step too far. So we'll see.
We're already getting releases every 2 years, so I think a 3.5 minute song might be too much to ask.
Anyways, yeah, I think that it's good to hear from her as always. And dang, Dum Dum was the last comeback. That is a long time ago.
I know. I'm so sad.
Okay. I like to see Somi on some of these American music festivals. I think she now has enough discography to...
Does she?
She could do like a
20-30 minute set with some like, I don't know, instrumental DJ...
dance
feature
break,
yeah, you know,
yeah.
I think she could do it, so that's my opinion. And she speaks English, so you know, she has some kind of, she also has like a group fan base from her days in IOI, so
right.
You know, I think she could sell a little bit here. Anyways, okay, good work to Somi. My turn. So my recommendation this time around is going to be Stacey's Bubble. So Stacey came back on August 16th. We are catching up as a podcast in reviewing some of the latest girl group comebacks. They came out with their third mini album called Teen Fresh. It is their second comeback of the year after Poppy and Teddy Bear, which were, to be honest, highly successful in my opinion. Wow. Yeah, highly successful. I also looked to see the number of wins Teddy Bear had. And for a group like Stacey, they had, again, like they had 6 wins on Teddy Bear. So that's like actually quite a bit in a very competitive year. But okay, I'm gonna talk more about the actual song now. So I thought that this concept was really true to Stacey in terms of their niche in the K-pop world. It was very like high teen, yes, schoolgirl uniform, but it wasn't like innocent schoolgirls per se. It was like a little bit edgy, but also not edgy like Dala Dala.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, but it was, yeah.
It's not quite G-Friend Rough, and it's not quite Dala Dala schoolgirl.
Right.
It's like,
yeah,
kind of, and it's the not middle. Like,
and it's not like they're in school in this video. It's like an after school kind of thing.
Yes. Yes.
It's like a weekend at the amusement park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but like edgy.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like, anyways. So the song itself is about not really letting anyone bring down your mood and just doing you and being yourself. So similar to SOMI, I guess. Like every song is really about that. Could be really, yes, about that. I was like, is this song really about bursting, like not letting someone like burst your bubble and just kind of like, that's what I kind of concluded on. Like trying to create that bubble metaphor of just doing you, don't let anyone burst your bubble. Like if you want to go to a damn amusement park, just go. Go, yes, by yourself, go with a group of friends. Do whatever you want. So I think that that's the major message of the song. When I listen to it, I do appreciate that message, but I just get like good vibes and good feels from it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think of a very emotional, meaningful message that they're trying to put through, even though, you know, there might be some tints of some, which is always nice. It's super lighthearted, very upbeat pop song. But my two favorite things about the song is that there are traces of like electric vibes, like EDM vibes, and also with with strings.
Yes.
And I hadn't heard that much strings in a really long time.
You really love like the classical.
I love the classical. Yes. Like, yes, that's why I love G-Friend so much. It's because they had incorporated a lot of that. It's not like slow classical, but it's just like incorporating that instrumentation into a track.
Yes.
Which not a lot of people do. But I don't know. Gabe, am I correct in saying that there are some EDM traces in there, or am I going a little bit nuts there?
I mean, you definitely hear the synth, like the like kind of buzzing synth sounds. So I wouldn't say it's per se like a EDM thing, but they do use electronic synths pretty heavily in the song. So yeah.
Okay. So there's something there. Yeah, in the music video they go to ditch school actually, and they go to this amusement park.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, this amusement park is giving Disney Castle.
Yes, it for really sure. Is.
Which is interesting. And they just have fun for the day. And I thought, yeah, that it was a really simple music video, really good song. I had looked up who produced and wrote the song, and it was written and produced by Black Eyed Pilsung, who is a staple in the K-pop industry. And he previously wrote and produced a lot for TWICE songs. He produced the debut track for TWICE. He was on Likey and he was on Cheer Up. So this guy is making bangers.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has historically written for Stacey before. So makes sense as to why the song is so catchy. They have like someone that's really experienced helping them out. And yeah, I mean, two music show wins a couple of weeks ago, including one on Music Bank. So I'd consider that a win with so much going on in the industry right now. But yeah, I'm interested to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree. The song is super catchy. My favorite part is the choreo where they do the bubble. Like, there's a lot of circle choreo because they're making references to the bubble. And they even, like, say the word circle. Like, there's, like, a lot of circle hand movements. But my favorite one is where they blow the bubble. They're like... I love it.
They're really going for, like, bubble went for bubble. Teddy bear went for teddy bear.
Yes.
And like very sometimes
literal interpretations. Yeah,
very literal interpretations. And while sometimes that's cheesy, I accept that K-pop can be a little cheesy sometimes, and I just like appreciate it. Just appreciate it for what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's nice that it's like simple and straightforward. You don't have to think about it too much. Like what they're right. saying is what you're getting, you know.
Exactly. Like teddy bear ears. Bubble.
Yes. Very Anyways. Cute.
For me, I feel like they're filling that niche that Weekly sort of left behind, you know? Mm-hmm. Since
Where
they
is
kind of
Weekly?
Fell off.
Where is Weekly? It was always Weekly and Stacey, right? Like holding down this really interesting niche, this really staple niche in K-pop, and it's just Stacey now. So what's going on?
Well, three of the Weekly girls maybe were on Queendom Puzzle. And then one of the girls left the group. So I think they might be like done for good, honestly. But
We'll see.
Nothing confirmed, just my feeling.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Alright, yeah. So Weekly. Stacey filling in for this important niche in K-pop. Something interesting that I also found out upon looking up some of their current or some of their future work is that they are going on what they call to be their first world tour. It's starting in October. So it's starting this upcoming month.
Are they going to the United States?
They're coming to the United States. They're Ooh. Doing a whole bunch of different stops in different US cities, which is super exciting. And I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun. Like, and I was looking through their discography and I was like, they have enough, you know, they have a lot of actually viral hits, to be quite honest. So.
So you're going to go?
We'll see. We'll see. So, but I'm really happy for them. First world tour. That's always really exciting. And for girl groups, you know, that's even more props to them.
Yeah.
Okay, Gabe, you're going to wrap us up with your recommendation.
All right, so this is one that we haven't talked about in a while, but my recommendation this time around is from the newly formed group BB Girls, which was formerly known as Brave Girls, and it's their first single as BB Girls titled One More Time. As I mentioned, this was formerly Brave Girls. They left Brave Entertainment in February of 2023, and then they re-signed with Warner Music Korea 2 months later, so March, April. And then this release, One More Time, was released on August 3rd, which is their first single as the newly formed group. And the album peaked at number 22 on the Circle album chart in South Korea, and they were nominated once on The Show, where they got third place. And that's the week that I think Kwon Eunbi won, so, yeah. So this song, One More Time, kind of how I see it, it's like a very quintessentially Brave Girls concept. It's kind of like a mid-tempo, like sultry, sexy, but like still kind of like classy and like expensive concept, you know? And so like some of the music video scenes, they're shooting it in like a hotel hallway or like a ballroom. And it's like very like dark and like sultry looking, the whole visuals of it. And then like the lyrics themselves, it's about singing about longing for a lover just one more time before it's too late. That's a direct quote, the last part, before it's too late, from the song. And I don't know, I feel like, you know, this was never gonna be a mega hit for Brave Girl or for BB Girls, but I think it was a way of them announcing like we're still here, and yeah, they're still making music. And I
Why
feel like they're
didn't
doing
they
it.
come out with a mega hit? Because when I listened to it the first time, I was like, this is kind of just whatever.
I
I
feel
don't know. I
like,
mean, I think it's hard to do a mega hit off the bat
well,
with a
they
new
all want to
company.
do mega hits all the time, but you're not always gonna get a mega hit at the end of the day.
Oh, so you're saying like because they're at this new company, they're just establishing themselves, they're just trying to like release something,
Yeah, they're just trying to
lay
get
the
back in the
groundwork.
game.
Oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
And
Because,
ultimately,
like,
they've
they
had no
started with the
buzz
new
since.
company.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, they started with the new company in April, so they only had like May, June. They only had like 2 or 3 months to really do something, right? So they wanted to just like get something out, you know? I think that's kind
I
of the thinking.
see.
Yeah, because they had been kind of inactive even before that, which is probably
Right.
what prompted the decision to leave Brave, right? What was the company? Previous
Yeah,
company?
Brave.
Brave, right?
Brave, yeah.
Why did they leave Brave again? Something about their CEO, right?
I
I
don't
think they were just
remember.
not giving them enough attention, which
Right.
is like so not smart because at the end of the day, like I said about Brave Girls, and I would always say this about Brave Girls, they have now accomplished something that 99.9% of girl groups have never done to reach these heights of their viral hit. So they should be pouring money into them to at least give them the opportunity to keep trying and to keep being in the industry that they want to be in.
Yes.
Like they very easily could have just, you
Wipe
know,
their
left the
hands. I'm,
company and then,
done.
yeah, just said goodbye and that's it. But they all chose to come back together as a group, and so I think it shows, you know, they still wanna, they like doing this and they wanna keep going. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think that it was interesting because they went for, I felt like it was like a little bit of like emotional pop.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
and maybe that was appropriate because it was like their beginning again. But at the same time, I wonder if like the listeners were ready for that. Like, what are they emotional about? So I think maybe they
Yeah.
needed to set it up just like a little bit more, a little bit better. So I'm interested to see like where they go from here.
Yeah. For me, I only like I was never a Brave Girls listener prior to their resurgence, but like to me, Brave Girls
Very few
is
were,
like,
Ashley. That's not your fault.
yeah, to me, they are like mega hit girls, you know, Sheep Mop Bottom. And then whatever they're rolling. So whenever they come out with something, that's like the caliber that I'm expecting. And so
Right.
when I listened to this song, I was like, the note that I wrote is song is anticlimactic, especially in the chorus when they like it's just like the melody just kind of feels a little bit one level. Like there isn't much variation in like the tempo or like there isn't separation, a lot of distinct separation between like the verses and the chorus, and it just felt like very one note. I don't know. I wasn't vibing, is what I guess I'm saying.
Yeah, for me, the like I agree sort of. It's like the progression is not super exciting, and you know how like Min Young, the main vocalist, she has a really strong and powerful voice. I feel like they didn't use her,
Yeah,
really.
she
Yeah,
does
they
have a
didn't.
powerful voice.
So like they could have totally like had a few high notes and ad libs in there, but I guess they didn't. So
That is what she does at the end of the
Yeah.
day.
yeah, that's like her thing. Oh, so I was just looking at kind of Warner Music Korea and the other groups that are under them,
Oh yeah,
and it
that's
looks
interesting.
like they have AB6
Oh.
and GOT7, or the new GOT7,
Yeah. The
to like
new GOT7
2022
when they come together.
to present GOT7.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not no one. That is. I kind of see Brave Girls as on the level as AB6.
Like
No?
they're good, but I don't know.
Which I don't know, I feel like it makes sense.
I feel like Brave Girls, I guess they just need to establish, at least for me, what it is they're doing. You know, like, are they summer bop girls? Are they,
Are they
like,
just Brave Girls in reincarnation? Like it's the same thing, or are they changing it up? Like, what are they doing?
right?
Is that what you're
Like,
asking?
what's going on? What are they
Like the
doing?
same questions that we have. So Gabe, I'm gonna put you on the spot. What would you tell Brave Girls or BB Girls in hindsight with what happened or what is happening with VVs?
I think they need to stick to their guns.
Stick to their guns. Okay.
Yeah, so like Summer Bop, because like, Chima Bottom was a hit.
That was a hit.
Yes, it
And like,
was
I think the Summer Bop, and like,
powerful
I
hit.
feel like the Summer Bop niche is not something that people do very much anymore.
I
So
know,
like,
I think that's like ridiculous. I think that that is the ultimate concept that you can do over and over and over again.
yes.
I know, and it's like totally appropriate every year. Like, there's no year where you can't do Summer Bop. It's not like the retro concept where it comes in and out of fashion.
Right.
So.
Okay, stick to your guns, is what Gabe says. That's probably what I would say
Yes.
too. All right. Thank you to our listeners for tuning into this episode. We're on Instagram at Idle Talk Pod. Please rate, review, and subscribe to us on all of our major podcast directories and streaming platforms. If you have any feedback or content requests, feel free to email us at idletalkpod@gmail.com. And lastly, we have our content directory, idletalkpod.uwu.ai, where you'll see previous episodes categorized, playlists, song recommendations, concert and K-drama reviews, as well as information about us. And it could be found in the description of our episodes here. So until next time, we'll talk to you all later. Good night and goodbye.
Bye.